This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2019 Sagittarius New Moon. The new moon takes place on November 26, 2019 at 7:05 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:05 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 4 degrees Sagittarius, 3 minutes. An optimistic holiday vibe kicks in with the Sagittarius new moon. It shifts focus from the dirt and disclosures of Mercury's retrograde in Scorpio and gives reason to smile and laugh. Happy days may not exactly be here again, but the atmosphere has more room for fun than we've seen in a long time. This moon is ruled by larger-than-life Jupiter, the jovial king of the gods. He's been in his element for the past year, amping up opinions and dreams and visions, inspiring quests for the truth, and justifying my way or the highway stances. As he's moved through his sign, the same as this moon's, philosophically roaming, adventuresome, don't fence me in, Sagittarius. All of that is now at a point of last hurrah. Jupiter is at the end of the sign where he's just held an indulgence summit with Venus, goddess of love and ruler of all we value. She's gone on to manifestation mode in the slow and solid turf of Capricorn, which he'll enter at the beginning of December. For now, he's hanging out at the end of his sign, urging us to take all our Sagittarius impulses to the limit and beyond. Think of the last year in terms of your outlook on life. How has it grown? Where would you like to take it now? Jupiter's on the brink of enhancing practicalities in a way we haven't experienced for 12 years. How could that enhance your worldview? Mature it? New horizons and novel approaches are on the agenda. Jupiter's enjoying an out-of-sign easy flow to innovative Uranus retrograde at the beginning of Taurus, where show me the money is king. The boundless one has had us dreaming bigger and bigger all year. Haven't seen fulfillment yet? The time is here. This moon has an open channel to bringing some of those fantasies down into tangible reality. Insights and breaks could come in a flash, since the new moon is also in aspect to Taurus. That link is in the adjustment aspect of an inconjunct, and it could turn the adage, change your thinking, change your life, into reality. Both Uranian contacts sizzle with practical magic and manifestation potential. Work that into any intention setting or ritual that you do at this new moon. This moon has a healing potential as well. The new moon is in an easy link to Chiron, himself a centaur like the symbol of Sagittarius. Reconciling our animal and human dual natures could be a factor in the sparks that build from this new moon. Chiron is retrograde at the beginning of Aries, bringing up long-standing issues of the wounded masculine, of unhealthy leadership, of acting for individual interest instead of the communal, or shouldering/taking all responsibility instead of delegating or working with others. This new moon could open you to a different way of looking at life, which could be as simple as realizing that you do not have to do everything alone. More fodder for intentions and rituals. Tweaks and choices and adjustments have lasting meaning. The new moon is in an adjustment aspect to the North Node in Cancer, aka the doorway to the future. What we do, more importantly, what we think and believe, have an impact on where we're going. You can look at this new moon as an interactive adventure story. Each choice you make determines which page and which plot development you read next. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, book a session with me, and listen to my weekly podcasts. You'll find lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I am deeply grateful to the people who are supporting my work there. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge, on Instagram at K.A. Beal, and on YouTube at The Professional Aquarian Channel.